College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buddy, it is Tobin and Leroy here with you. Get off to some headlines here to start off this hour, which is, I know we started off late, but we got really into the mixed bag. Sometimes you get in the mixed bag and you get lost in the bag, dude. That's what happens.
You got lost on Vic Fangio, and then you got lost on, we got lost a little bit in the Asia, Nafisha Collins comments. Yeah. Yep.
I don't think you got either of her names right, but.
Is it Nafisha?
Nafisha. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or at DoralKia.com. Miami Heat continuing training camp today at FAU. Hoot. Eric Spoelstra yesterday revealing that Pelle Larsen is missing time with a quad contusion suffered at Eurobasket. We also learned today from those boots on the ground that Terry Rozier did not practice because of a hammy. Also, this just in from Heat practice, Leroy. Guess who is at Heat camp today?
Gogi.
No, I believe Gogi was there yesterday. He may be there again today, but I don't know. I believe he was there yesterday.
It can't be the regular ones like Zoe or...
Non-Heat. It's a Panthers tie.
Ooh, Kachuk?
Barky.
Whoa!
Alexander Barkov is... I believe he lives in Boca. He and he loves hoops. He is at practice today. Apparently he's hobnobbing with Alonzo Mourning and other Heat people. But yeah, Sasha Barkov on crutches.
Yeah.
Doesn't,
man. I think you're on crutches for a couple of weeks when you have a ligament.
I'm gonna miss him.
Yeah.
I'm gonna miss him. But yeah, Alexander Barkov is at Heat practice today. So there you go. That's kind of cool. Heat, I mean, all of a sudden the Heat are kind of thin at guard right now. I was like, oh man, the Heat got all these guards. Well, maybe not.
I mean, through this camp, you got time.
Understood. Well, I mean, Tyler's not.
And what's different? The reason why I give a little bit of a different, you know, kind of view on this other than football is because a lot of these guys are actually playing basketball all year. And that Euro basketball is brutal.
For Pelle, yes.
Right.
Terry is, you know, that happened in practice. But Pella's the one that's interesting. I tell you who should be, not actually Jakachonis, even though he's probably going to get some minutes with all these guys getting hurt, at least in the preseason. The guy who should be jumping at this opportunity right now. Little Drew Smith, man. Eric Spoelstra loves Drew Smith. My God, I was listening to him on Drew Smith yesterday. I mean, I don't know if there's anybody in the world outside of family Eric Spoelstra loves more than Drew Smith. Maybe Udonis Haslem and Dwayne Wade.
Yeah,
I think it's that's the list. Is
because you have to realize that Udonis, D Wade, and Spo all came up together.
Yes, right. But he loves Drew Smith.
Right,
but. No, the person who should, Jaime Jaquez Jr. is like, dude, this is your, you better come out of these games and these preseason games, guns a-blazing.
Well, he just need to make shots.
Needs to make shots, need to get back to being himself.
I mean,
last year.
Did he put an extra liner in that stomach?
Yeah,
dude, he's supposed to wait. With all the bubble guts he had, he's supposed to weigh 130 pounds.
Crazy, man. Oh, anyway, so that's going on there. We got baseball playoffs going to start up in about an hour. These series are going to continue. Give you the rundown for today. As at 1 o'clock, we got game two between the Detroit Tigers and Cleveland Guardians. Then we have at 3 o'clock, San Diego at Chicago. Same schedule as yesterday. Boston Red Sox at New York Yankees at 6. And then tonight, we got the Cincinnati Reds at the LA Dodgers. So that is your rundown for today in these game twos in the wild card round. And then if necessary, we got that tomorrow. We'll see. But
Yankees can't win if they only score one run.
No.
No, I mean, even though they got an excellent start by Fried. Excellent.
Yep. Yep. I mean, Aaron Boone, man, you know, he's got to be kicking himself with how that went yesterday. And a Jazz Chisholm, I got to think he's going to be in the lineup for today. with the way that went yesterday. Tyreek Hill, of course, the big news is that Tyreek Hill had surgery.
Which is a good thing. They didn't have to wait, right? That process can start sooner.
The Dolphins officially announced today that Cedric Wilson will take his spot on the roster. Dolphins also announcing yesterday that Cam Smith has been waived off the reserve non-football illness list. So that one is your first pick from 2023, even though he was a second rounder because the Dolphins got busted tampering.
He literally... It's unfortunate because there wasn't even that moment where we said, oh, we can see why they drafted him, right? Yep. Like, you know, usually what happens as you step up in class is that you have moments, but you can't do it consistently, right? That's usually what separates you from the next level of sport. I'm amazed that as long as he was here, there was no moment where the team, anybody around the team, anybody a fan of the Dolphins could say, remember that moment? Because we said that about everybody else. No Igbinoghami, right?
Yeah.
He had the interception. Like, everybody has had moments. He didn't even have a moment.
When Chris Greer came out, and look, Chris Greer you're gonna want your picks to work. Like when he came out unsolicited this off season, it was like,
called him out.
Yeah, we can't hold his hand anymore. I'm like, oh, okay.
You know what that means? That means that they tried to. No, I'm gonna tell you exactly what that means. They tried to go to him. They tried to talk to him. They tried to do everything they can. Like, there's certain guys on a roster, right? Where the coach, for example, every team has a Drew Smith, where the coach and the organization loves you. And all they want you to do is show them and give them the slightest reason to keep you, right? And guys still don't do it. I've seen it on every team that sometimes it works out. It might be an undrafted guy. It might be a guy you reach for a little bit that you just absolutely love. And you want that guy to show you something. Cam Smith did not show anything. Name one play.
I can't. I think of like a last preseason game, second half tackle. Like that's
right,
all I remember.
Right. It's the craziest thing that, I mean, when a team, and I'm more than sure they went to him and basically just told him, we want you to be a member of this team. Show us something. Put the work in. And when you get to that point and you still don't do anything, then they like collectively say, well, like, let's just cut bait.
Will Manso has tweeted out Heat coach Eric Spoelstra on having Goran Dragic around the team. He said, quote, I tried to recruit him to the coaching staff and he wisely said no. He says they're trying to find a role for him around the Heat, but Spo says he loves having him around. I've already come up with the role. I don't understand why the Heat don't listen to me on this stuff. It's very frustrating.
What do you call it? International
affairs. He is vice president of international affairs. Right now, you give him and Udonis Haslem, both vice presidents in player development. Udonis Haslem, vice president, and then Goran is vice president of international affairs. Everybody has a president of international affairs. Every league has a president of international affairs. Goran Dragic, vice president of international affairs, just made it for you. Give him a cubicle.
He's never going to be here, though.
What do you mean he's never going to be here?
He's going to be international.
Well,
traveling the world.
He's like, he takes a job, and they're like, hey, Goran, where are you going? He goes, Latvia again.
Oh, somebody, Cat for Life said it was AJ Brown rumors spreading like wildfire.
Well, what do you mean spreading like wildfire? I started those rumors.
Yeah, that was before Tariq got hurt.
That's not fair. Hold on 1 second.
I'm giving you credit. Maybe somebody else said they're somebody else hurt. Cap, you ass.
They're talking about the gas station.
Yeah.
They say, hey, that's Tobin. You know what he said? AJ Brown.
That's kind of, but no. So they're telling stories basically like you told the helium in the football story.
You guys ever hear about this bum Phillips? We'll take a break. We'll get back into the Dolphins here because we do have to discuss what the hell are they going to do without the cheetah. That's after this. Welcome back.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. I want to tell you again about our sister station, Kiss Country, bringing back Stars and Strings, featuring the likes of Hardy, Dierks Bentley, Dasha, Nate Smith, Zach Top, Hudson Westbrook, and a whole lot more at Hard Rock Live at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood on November 6th. If you guys want to win tickets, today's word, Hardy. Text that to 20357-HARDY. Text that to 20357. That's Hardy. Text that to 20357. If you want to buy tickets, you can go to starsandstrings.com. Stars and Strings supports Folds of Honor. For more information, go to WQAM.com. It's text contest, message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. And shout out to TC and Dina Bia. I listened to them taking Sophie to school in the morning. Lady got very cocky on the Kiss Mega Minute this morning. She goes, oh, I won this already. Done by question 4.
How many questions they got to answer?
10 questions, 1 minute, dude.
Oh, my goodness.
The win rate is not great on that.
I mean, 10 questions in a minute.
It's tough. It's a very tough thing. But they're like supposed to be easy questions and, you know, just general knowledge questions. You know, like they'll say like, you know, who... They'll be like, who just did the Dolphins win yesterday? And people will be like, they're not sports fans. So like they're just tripped up.
Right.
You know, the lady got cocky, lost. Sorry. Anyway, you guys can win Stars and Strings tickets. Text Hardy to 20357. Speaking of the Dolphins, Tyreek Hill out. AJ Brown, ridiculous rumors aside, Leroy. Do you feel like the Dolphins can cover up for this? Because Tyreek was having a really good game. They have seemed to find something with the run game. Like that is a good thing. I don't know what to make of Darren Waller. I'm not going to doubt him anymore because the dude made me look like a fool. So,
I mean, you know, listen, all you have is past history to project future, you know, what you think a person is going to do in the future. And the fact that he hadn't done nothing for 2 years, it's easy to come to the conclusion that what is he going to offer? Now, that wasn't the case. And hopefully he'll get more run as time goes on. So, you were wrong, not for the wrong reasons.
You're wrong, too.
You know? Yeah, no, I did. What was the first thing I did on Tuesday morning, to be fair? I apologize, too. You know?
I apologize, too.
What we were thinking, we weren't wrong for thinking that, but we were wrong. And that's you know how it works.
Seems like, by the way, he suffered a pretty gnarly injury in camp too. Like they just kind of kept under wraps.
Yeah. I would say that the way, here's what's gonna separate the other guys from what Tyreek does. Tyreek is really good at finding those openings when the scramble, when whatever, right? Now, you hope other people can do that. You hope Waddle being around Tyreek or you know, these guys being around Tyreek can find those open areas when they roll out and know when to sit in a hole or keep going and stuff like that, right? So nothing can miss a beat. But there's nobody that's going to be able to run like he does after he gets the ball. right? Because this start and stop is just unique in itself.
Right.
Whether they can still complete some passes, sure. Right? But are they going to be able to do the things that Tyreek does after he catches the ball? Yeah. Waddle has some speed, and he can do some of those things. And I've seen him explode down the sideline catching a crossing route. But Tyreek just does it at a different level. And so that's the thing that, you know, you may complete some passes. You may be able to do a whole lot of things. But it's that catch, that run after the catch. It's that explosiveness after you catch the ball.
And we got to hit the, like, this is Jalen Waddle's time, is it not? Like, this
yeah,
is.
Yeah, and the
like
other the whole... thing is the other thing is this. Is there anybody else that plays wide receiver that you could throw it up to and go after the ball like Tyreek did? We don't know. So these are all questions that, you know, these are the voids you have to fill. You know, now, whether one of those guys can do it, you would hope so, because you're paying another guy $20-something, $30 million a year. That
which, and it always kind of felt like the plan anyway, like not to get here, but it did feel like, hey, once Tyreek Hill's contract's done, like by the time it's over, you're hoping
Waddle
like,
will be ready.
Waddle's the dude.
Right.
It's just, look, I don't want to sneeze at the guy starting his career 4,000-yard seasons, and then they both had down years last year.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, all right, like now is the time where if he's going to step up and be the guy, like now, here we go. Like this is supposed to be they've never needed him more.
Right. And again, these are all things that, you know, we don't know as of right now. Now, the cool thing is that Tua played football with Waddle longer than anybody.
Yep.
So they have kind of this, you know, they should have this rapport with one another that they can, hey, I need you to sit here. I need you to do this. Hey, go. You know, they have that relationship that's a little bit different than everybody else because they played football together longer than any of them.
Oh, interesting. So I'm reading from Ethan Skolnick's Twitter here, right? And it says Eric Spoelstra is apparently like raving about Alexander Barkov right now. Like he loves Sasha Barkov, which we all do. He's the best
two-way player. That's right up.
Right up Spoelstra's alley.
Yeah.
But he said, "This is what Ethan tweets out: Eric Spoelstra gushing about Sasha Barkov, who is at heat camp today, and told Spo." He will be out 5 to 6 months. Really? Is that hockey tough?
Yeah, listen. I'm going to tell you this. Football players play a physical sport, right? Hockey players are tough. Because they play a level of physical sport and they all laugh about it. They all get chuckles out of it. They all have fun talking about it. Right? Like, and hockey is terrifying because they'll get in a fist fight, laugh about it, and then just move on. And everybody on both sides of the fight are laughing. Like, well,
SDI points out Olympics. That's true. I mean, Barkov's not here going to be like, but look, he is a hockey unicorn. Like the dude's a moose.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy, dude. If he's going to come back, he's going to come back from that knee injury in 5 months, six months.
Let's be clear though.
Science beater.
No, it's.
God. Sorry. What? Are you and me on the same page?
Are you going to let me explain?
Yeah. I was always going to do that.
The level of the injury is unknown. You understand what I'm saying? So maybe they opened him up and they went in there with the scope and went to do the repairs and went, not as bad as we thought. Right? Like, so there's that. Again, to say, when you say somebody has torn this or torn that, you don't know what level the tear is until you get in there or you do an MRI.
Winter Olympics are February 6th. Interesting.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. Now, hear me out. If you are the Panthers, would you even allow it?
You can't tell Barkey no.
Yes, you can. Damn.
No, you can't tell Barkey no.
Okay.
Barkey. You can't let Matthew Tkachuk go play in the Four Nations on a busted groin. And tell
he didn't have but he busted his groin there.
No, it was hurt, and he hurt it worse. And by the way, did it under Bill Zito's watch, because Bill Zito was running Team USA. But because Matthew Tkachuk brushes his teeth with a bald eagle, he's like, okay, go do it for America, dude.
What?
That's how American he is.
Wait, I'm just saying, even Brittany was like, too much, too much.
You can't see
like do you understand, like, Brittany, we could be having like one of the most serious conversations in sports, and then he'll just go off on like that. He brushes his teeth with a bald eagle.
Problem.
And most of the time people would probably skip past it, Leroy, but you never let it happen.
Because like, no, because I know it's coming. He has that look, like, here comes Loki.
But if you don't react to it, that's why he does it, because he wants to see your reaction.
So you're thinking, so let me get this. Brittany's saying that if I just ignore it, but here's the thing, Brittany. If I would have ignored it, he would have said it again.
Or I would have just taken it up a notch.
Yes, probably. That's what I'm saying.
But that's because he's used to you doing that. It's a tale as old as time.
Listen, you're relatively new to the show. I have been fighting this fight now for almost 10 years, right? I'm going to try it. And I hope you are here so that you fully understand what I go through when Tobin decides to be Loki.
Okay, but you would agree that's how American he is. Like, you knew what I was saying. He loves America. And my point is the Panthers couldn't tell Alexander Barkov no. First of all, they're little Finland. Okay, we're basically Finland's team. You can't tell Alexander Barkov no off back-to-back. Maybe if they never won the cup, but if they're off back-to-back championships and he's the captain of the Finnish team, I don't know, dude. I don't think you can tell him no. I don't think they would.
Somebody said this Loki nickname, swing and a miss. Wow.
Timbo's very hard on you.
I know. That's a swing and a miss. But somebody brushing their teeth with a bald eagle gets a point. I'm more than sure. You know, does the bald eagle have like a very large wingspan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you think that bald eagle, who I've seen swoop down and pick up a 5-pound fish, is just going to get in a fetal position and let you...
Like, well, I pictured it as like a taxidermied bald eagle with the bristles on the other end and the feathers, you know? That's how I pictured it. Not a live bald eagle. That's crazy. Try and keep up, Leroy.
I'm having a hard time ever since Timbo Slice said my Loki nickname was a swing and a miss. I'm hurt.
I'll tell you what's not.
Tough love.
I'll tell you what's never a swing and a miss. Rats off a ship is next.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rats off a ship. Game 6.
Rats off a ship.
Welcome back, everybody. It's time to get your flippers and snorkel on as we play America's favorite Wednesday game. And I'm not talking about Dancing with the Stars with Whitney from Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. I'm talking Rats off a ship. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, guys.
Why do you look like you're about to broker a huge conglomerate deal?
I don't know.
You think she has like a power suit on today, Leroy? Like some kind of like she's walking in with a briefcase.
Definitely looks like she's trying to sell something to Shark Tank.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You look like corporate.
Yeah. I do?
Yep. Yeah. It's that power red. I'm telling you.
Wow.
Is that like a burgundy, like a wine? What do you got going on there?
And it's not one of your normal colors.
It's
so
any
it's
color.
Excited even more, huh?
True. It's any color. She doesn't usually, it's just blacks and grays.
You know what's great? This is not even, this is my brother's shirt. So I guess it is a power shirt. This is very color. So
what do you got for us today, Jennifer?
They're just saying it's just a regular old t-shirt. It really is. How do we feel about LeBron James making a stink?
Is he making a stink?
Well, here's the thing, Leroy. LeBron James is supposedly missing Lakers practice with, what does he have, JFig? Do you know what his injury is?
Old?
Well, not, I mean, he is old. What? I believe his injury is, I think he has a glute injury.
A nerve irritation in his glute.
That's a literal pain in the ass. So he has a nerve irritation in his glute.
Oh, I know what that's called. The Skip Bayless.
And he yesterday showed up on Kai Cenat's stream. And I don't know, dude. Glute looked pretty good to everybody else. As he was, and by the way, people have noticed. I don't know if you noticed, Leroy, but could be something. Could be nothing.
If you say the colors on his shirt, is that what you're going to say?
Well,
the Miami Vice.
He's got the Miami Vice with two Larry O'Brien trophies on, Jennifer. And those look like Miami Vice South Beach LeBron Nikes. Some would say interesting.
Some would say he put the shoes on and then said, oh, I got the matching shirt.
Some would say that. It could be something. Could be nothing. But some would say, interesting. Others would say, very interesting.
You don't just put something like that on and, you know, expect no noise.
Let's just think about this. Luka Doncic, extension. JJ Redick, podcast boy, extension. LeBron James, no extension.
I can tell you why.
Was that?
How old is he?
41. He's going to be 41 in December.
Yeah. And keep in mind, a lot of this has to usually do more with LeBron and what he wants to do other than the team. You see what I'm saying?
Here's the thing, though.
Go ahead.
And look, they did him a lot of solids last year, drafted his son. Okay. When his son may not have been drafted. They hired podcast boy because that's who he wanted. Okay. Mm-hmm. Got him Luka. You can say, but they could also look at me like, yeah, Luka's new golden boy. You remember Luka knew about the ownership change. LeBron didn't. I don't know. It's interesting. LeBron usually likes to do things on his terms. So is he making a stink, Jennifer? I will say this. I'm not rats off a ship because I can't say that he's not making a stink. So I'm not rats off a ship.
I'm not rats. Officership for this reason. If you got nerve damage in your ass,
why you right? Dancing like that, huh?
Then I don't know if you should be on somebody's live stream dancing it up using nothing but glutes. Oh, they said his appearance on the stream was a Nike thing.
And the glute looks fine, does it not? I'm not doubting it's a Nike thing. But as you said, Leroy.
Now I will say this.
He also could have just sat in a chair.
I'm also notorious for telling other people this. All right. Just because you did a little dance, don't mean you could play basketball.
You could be right. Could be right. Could be
you know
right.
what I'm saying?
Could be right.
And the other thing is, it's LeBron. He does get some.
Who needs less camp than LeBron James? I'm with you.
That guy's played more basketball than anybody in the NBA the last in his career.
Vlad says he chose to opt into that contract open. Understood. However, there was no cap space this summer, Vlad. So it's not like anybody could just, what was he going to do? Go to the Brooklyn Nets?
But still, like, okay. He's still, like, that man's calculated in his decisions.
Yeah. Right? And I think his calculator said, hey, nobody else has those cap space to pay me $47 million this year.
Yeah.
I mean, or whatever the hell he is.
Right.
But does, I don't know.
Could be something. We need to just get over this, reading so much and what LeBron does, right?
I'll stop.
Like, he has earned the right in his career to kind of handle things the way he wants to, because at no point in time.
What does one thing have to do with, here's what I'd say though. What does one thing have to do with the other? You're right. He does. But just because he has the right doesn't mean he's not going to do passive aggressive stuff, which he's literally done his entire career.
Yeah. Well, he's always done that. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Right. All right.
So you would agree, though?
No, I wouldn't agree.
You would agree?
I wouldn't agree.
This nope, could be him.
I don't agree. I don't agree because you're saying
you said you were not rats off of shit.
Yeah, I said I'm not rats off of shit.
Okay. So there we go. So we agree.
I'm not rats off of shit because, well, LeBron always has this kind of something going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, He does. He has every right to, and I don't get mad at it, but it still doesn't mean he ain't got something. He's thinking big picture here.
You've turned him and Maverick Carter into Boris and Natasha?
Hey, let me tell you something. That Maverick Carter, that dude is living his best life because he have all the right things to say about all the players, and all the players are getting max money.
Where are your rats, Jennifer?
They're staying on the ship. I'm not rats off the ship. Mm-hmm. This is interesting.
Interesting. It is interesting.
And that one rat get a regular rat tail instead of a bunny tail?
You're asking way too much of AI.
He has a bunny tail, though.
Bunnies, it's a rat.
I know, but he has a bunny tail.
You got that dollar store AI.
Yeah. Yeah. You got that Temu AI.
Well, you know what? Get me the real one then.
No, that's Brittany, too expensive. We ain't know.
Exactly. Where are your rats with LeBron James?
They're not off the ship. I'm not going to lie. That mm-hmm. outfit is, that has me more than anything.
Interesting.
I'm interested.
Oh, so you're taking it to a whole nother level. You're thinking about Miami Heat thing.
He was,
I'm not even thinking about that. He's coordinating.
I mean, that is, no, she brings it up.
Come on.
Now, I don't even want LeBron James because my guy, Andrew Wiggins, I mean, what a guy. That's my guy right now.
Can I just tell you?
What a dude.
If in a month, if you hear rumors of LeBron going back to Miami, you... Stop.
Just not for
stop.
My guy Wiggs. Love him.
He's doing reverse psychology, I think.
He is.
No, I'm not. I love Andrew Wiggs.
Wait. What is there, like, anybody more? Is there anybody since he's been here that's been more critical than you of Andrew Wiggins?
Look, it's tough in my position when, you know, you have to be a journalist and you have to be unbiased. And by the way, I was right on all these things. But what a gem of a guy. I mean, just seems like an A+ human, Andrew Wiggins. Heat lifer.
I don't like the tone you're giving.
Look at his smirk. He's doing reverse psychology, you guys.
Keep it moving. Let's just move on to the next one because this will last a whole hour just sitting here calling him out on all of his lunacy.
You saw him during the interview. He couldn't sit right.
He couldn't sit still because he knew like I'm a fraud.
This guy.
Did I feel bad a little bit? Perhaps.
Because he's a good dude.
He is a really nice man.
Right.
He was a very calming aura about
right. him. He just, you know what it is that there's certain people in sports that have the demeanor that leads you to believe they don't care.
He's
a chill guy.
Cheerful.
And so you take that as meaning no fire, no, you know, he doesn't have that fire in his gut and he's not that committed to it. And people jump to that conclusion just based on seeing a guy and his personality. That's not fair. Like, he's just a chill dude.
What's number two, Jennifer?
The Canes and FSU being a close game.
Rats off a ship!
4.5 favorite.
Rats off a ship! We're taking them to Blowout City. Enjoy your two tickets, FSU. Where are we going? Blowout City.
I don't know how to explain this. I think the game is going to be close for a long period of time, and then Miami is going to wear them down like they did Florida. And they do have a quarterback that has the potential to have a big play here or there. So that's also another thing that could add to, you know, they get a quick score and the game's closer than it should be. I do think that the Canes win by double digits.
Yeah. That's
but cool. It's not going to be like, okay, we're 14 points up and we're going to just keep it might be a 3-point lead at halftime and then another 3 points, a 6-point lead, and then they score that final touchdown with 5 minutes left to go in the game and make it a 13-point game, and it's just going to be methodically wearing them down. That's how I think the game's going to play out. So do I think it's going to be close? It's going to be closer, but not because the teams are close. It's going to be closer because the Canes have a way of just wearing you down till when you get to the end of the third and the beginning of the fourth quarter, they're doing whatever the hell they want. So I'm not rats off a show.
So you think it's going to be close, but not the whole game.
Right. No, I think they're going to eventually they're going to pull away, but it's going to be a lot closer for longer than people think, simply because that's just kind of how the Canes play.
Can you get the rats off the fence? Are your rats off a ship on it being close or not? I don't understand what you just said.
I explained to you. I said it's going to be close for a while, and then the eventually going to win by double digits.
Close. So is that a close game?
No. Okay. Yeah, I'm rats off. Rats off a ship. I tried to explain it.
Nigga, I understood what you were saying. No,
he's just being a jackass.
I'm not being a jackass.
Wait, I had some of my friends going. This Miami team, same old Miami team. They can't even blow out Florida. Florida's got a good defense. They wore them down. Like, that's kind of how these things go. You can't win. You think you're going to cover the point spread in the first 5 minutes of the game? No. It's over the whole period of the game. So, like, yeah.
Jennifer, where are your rats?
My rats are wherever Leroy's rats are.
Okay, so your rats are also off a ship. Brittany, are your rats off a ship? Do you feel like it's going to be a close game?
I hate to say that, but I agreed with 100% what Leroy was saying. So my rats weren't going to be off a ship.
See?
Wherever those rats are.
Trying to break it down. And because
took the words out of my mouth. I literally was going to say, I feel like it's going to be very similar to Florida where we feel like it's a close game, but in reality, like we dominated them, but the score isn't really going to reflect that.
Reuben Bain is going to turn their quarterback into a chew toy.
Their quarterback can throw better than the other quarterback who could run, and he's also a better runner.
Okay. Yeah, he's going to be running for his life.
Okay, but he can run. Like, I'm just telling you, these are how these games go. You get air, you get real close, and he scrambles out, and then everybody runs to the quarterback because he can run, and then boom, down the field. It happens. I'm not saying that's going to be an indication of how the game goes, but you might have a play or two like that. Oh, my goodness. You, like, I don't understand how we've been doing a show together for so long, and still,
you're just being wishy-washy. Like, the game is rats off the ship. Like, have a take.
That was a take. I gave you a lot of games to go.
Okay, but ultimately, you agreed your rats were off a ship.
Fine.
They were going to just linger on the boat for a little bit, and then they decided, cannonball!
Like that.
Rats off the ship.
I feel like the rats jumped off the ship, like, when we were at port. Like, just walk off the boat and go on land, dummy. Right? That's why.
You're calling the rats dumb now?
Yo, my rats were already on.
They were not on a port. Wait. Do you see any dock
anywhere? Any rat that would get his ass snapped in half over a piece of cheese is dumb.
Your AI rats look like turd floaters.
So is your take.
All right, we'll see on Monday when the Kane. But let me tell you something, J-Fig.
So what do you think the final score is going to be?
35-8. two tickets to Blowout City?
I would say 30 to 20, 30 to 17, something around there.
Okay.
And that last touchdown is going to come right at the end after they just run all over them.
Yeah, we call that window dressing, dude. Nothing.
Leroy's rats were never on the ship to be off it.
Take a break. Final hour coming on up. Back after this.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.